Let's talk movies. I'm joined by Dom Corey. Hi, Dom.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Oh, I'm really good, thank you. Nice to see you face to face.
Yes, great to be back in the stewed.
What's been keeping you busy aside from reviewing movies for us?
Well, I just got back from my LA trip.
Yeah, lucky.
And it's good to be back in New Zealand. The lush, misty greenery, stark contrast to the dry desert nature of LA.
This week you've been to see Amsterdam. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, this is a curious film. Huge cast. Margot Robbie, Christian Bale, John David Washington, Robert De Niro, Mike Myers, all sorts of other people.
Wow.
This is the latest film from David O. Russell, who is a highly acclaimed director who's going through a slightly interesting phase in his career. He started out in indie dramedies, films like Flirting with Disaster and Spanking the Monkey was his first one. I'm a big fan of Flirting with Disaster. And then he went on to become an Oscar-y director with films like Silver Linings Playbook, The Fighter.
I really enjoyed that one, by the way.
Yeah, American Hustle. And he also made a really cool, weird film called I Heart Huckabees back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't been around in a while, and he hasn't put out a film in about 7 or 8 years. And I think part of that is he's sort of been half-cancelled a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
There was some footage of him berating Lily Tomlin on the set of I Heart Huckabees, which is quite well known, and he infamously came to fisticuffs with George Clooney on the set of Three Kings. And there's been a few other accusations here and there.
Wow.
It's kind of almost like Hollywood doesn't quite know what to do with him because he's been such a reliable generator of Oscar glory for lots of actors in the past. And that was obviously all the thinking when this film was being put together, Amsterdam, this huge cast. But now by the time it's coming out, there isn't a lot of the usual Oscar buzz around it,
right,
as there would be for a David O. Russell film, because his deeds have kind of caught up to him a little bit.
Okay.
But putting all that aside, the film is quite bizarre. Sometimes it feels like a screwball comedy. It's set in the 30s, and it's about three people who met during World War I, three American people, John David Washington, Margot Robbie, and Christian Bale, and they kind of stumble upon this fascist plot. It's based on a real incident, and it's a bizarre film. His films always strike a unique tone. There's a strong sense of naturalism to the way the actors perform. You can see why he's generated so many acting Oscars for his cast. But at the same time, they have an absurdist quality to them, and those two factors are in high supply here in Amsterdam. And also, it's kind of a caper film. Taylor Swift is in this movie. And it's sort of these characters get framed for a murder that they have to solve in order to clear their name, but that taps into leading up to World War II kind of fascist plot, things happening in Germany that certain Americans are excited by. And I actually kind of enjoyed this film for a good two-thirds of its running time. Christian Bale gives quite a dedicated performance. It reminded me of his performance. Yeah, well, he won his Oscar for The Fighter, which David O. Russell directed, and it's a similarly kind of manic performance here. But by the last third of this film, I was quite bored and was ready for it to be over. It's hard to know exactly where this was thought to be landing if it wasn't going to be a prestige Oscar film. It's David O. Russell, he kind of has this genius pass where he can just sort of do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, bravo, he's amazing. And the Emperor's got no clothes at times. So as a David O. Russell fan, I was, as a fan of his films, not of the guy. He's apparently not a great guy.
Yeah.
I did actually interview him once, and he was very nice. But he's been accused of doing something weird with his niece or something. I shouldn't probably get into it. But the film, yeah, it's a little bit inconsistent in its tone. And as much as I was carried along by it in the early going, I was very ready for it to end by the time it ended. But Mike Myers shows up giving an almost Austin Powers-esque performance. It's quite a strange film. I definitely
Chris Rock in it as well?
Yes, and Chris Rock's in there.
Very star-studded cast.
Yeah, it taps into some quite dramatic stuff. You know, it's set between the two wars, but it also is about the first Black Battalion in World War I, when they were forced to wear French uniforms because the American soldiers didn't want Black people wearing American uniform. And so it taps into stuff like that, which is quite potent. There's also a lot of stuff to do with veterans having health issues. That's kind of something that's at the heart of this film. But also, it's a caper, murder, mystery, weird thing. I kind of don't know quite what to make of it. I was entertained for the most part.
Okay. Yeah, I must admit, the word caper doesn't ever fill me with excitement. You know what I mean? It just seems quite light and silly.
Do you
to
like
me.
Eating them, though?
Very much. Yeah. Big fan of capers and caper berries. Okay, Dom Corey's our movie reviewer. That was Amsterdam. And I guess you'll know from that review whether it's going to be your sort of movie or not. What about Memory? This is a new Liam Neeson. Is this Liam Neeson being Liam Neeson again?
Yeah. At a glance, this is Liam Neeson on autopilot.
Yeah.
But if you look a bit closer, there's a few interesting things happening with this film. This is out on Amazon Prime Video today. And this feels like the latest of half a dozen films that Liam Neeson's been making in the post-Taken phase of his career with these one-word titles. He's a withered badass who kills people easily. And this, he's a hitman who has who's suffering memory loss, which is kind of an intriguing setup. It's actually a remake of a film from about 20 years ago. And what's notable about this is that Guy Pearce is also in this as the cop sort of following him around. And it can't help but recall Memento,
of course, yeah.
Similar situation. Memory's not as interested in the dramatic complications of an assassin losing his mind, but it's kind of more about a guy kind of at the end of his road, kind of just doing what he knows. But some cool cast members show up in this. Monica Bellucci is in here. Oh. Ray Stevenson, who's a favorite of mine. Guy Pearce is great. It's directed by a New Zealander, actually, Martin Campbell.
Yeah.
Who we still respect for having rebooted the Bond franchise twice, once with GoldenEye and then once with Casino Royale. And he made a favorite of mine called Vertical Limit as well. Everyone involved here has kind of seen better days in their career, but they all do good work still. So I enjoyed watching Memory. No real surprises here. Somewhat perfunctory, but if you enjoy Liam Neeson doing what he does, this, I think, is probably one of the better examples of his oeuvre of the last 5 years.
Okay. Is Martin Campbell sort of... does he not get the attention he deserves as a New Zealander who's done pretty incredible things?
Yeah,
or
I think
is it just that he's kind of his work has peaked a little bit?
He's a little bit, past his prime. He still makes, you know, decent movies. I think he is underrated, though, because, like I said, he rebooted Bond twice, and Casino Royale holds up so well. To sort of start again with the Bond franchise... And was it
Daniel Craig's first one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was, after doing Pierce Brosnan's first one, they brought him back to, I think they should bring him back again for the next one. Imagine that. The trifecta.
Yeah.
I don't think he was technically born in New Zealand, but he worked here a lot. And
yeah, he was born in Hastings.
Oh, he was born in Hastings, but yeah. He worked mainly in the UK, I think.
Yeah.
And he made a great miniseries in the 80s called Edge of Darkness. Which was highly well regarded. That's kind of got his Hollywood career going. And yeah, he's a great director, and everyone's in fine form and memory. It's just not particularly memorable.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What, Green Lantern was his as well. Was that any good?
No. That was terrible. That might have harmed his career somewhat. Everyone involved, you know, that's a punchline now for Ryan Reynolds. He likes to make fun of that film.
Really?
As being a bad movie.
Because isn't he another superhero now? Is he...
Deadpool,
the funny one, yeah, okay.
Yeah, in Deadpool 2, he goes back in time and tries to stop Ryan Reynolds from making Green Lantern.
Oh, come on, really?
Yeah. But, you know, Green Lantern's one of those films where... you know, everyone had good intentions and everyone did their best and the movie just sucked.
Okay. So. Can I ask you, by the way, and I only ask this because I've seen so much of the marketing arriving, are you excited about Halloween, the new Halloween movie?
Halloween Ends?
Well, yeah, so they say.
I am not. I think these new Halloween films, the David Gordon Green, Danny McBride ones, two filmmakers I adore, I don't think they've been that interesting. The first one was kind of cool. The second one, Halloween Kills, felt really meager to me, and so I'm not particularly excited. I'll watch it. I'll go see it. I'm not above it.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not especially excited for
giving
it.
Jamie Lee Curtis something to do at least.
Yeah, I mean it's the third time she's returned to that character. It's, but I'm sort of leaning towards, I'm kind of a fan of the Rob Zombie ones, which were these other Halloween reboots that came out about 10, 15 years ago, which people look down on now. I think they're going to come back around. The David Gordon Green films are just a bit, I think they are a bit too pleased with themselves. Okay. That's out next week, I think, Halloween Kills.
Good man. Dom Corry, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jesse.
Our movie reviewer, he was talking about Memory there, the new Liam Neeson action thriller, which is out on Prime Video tomorrow, and Amsterdam, which came out yesterday, and that's that period caper film. Christian Bale and Margot Robbie.